We now go to the press conference from Tucson, Arizona.
Patients in critical conditions, and we currently have 5 patients in the operating room undergoing surgery at the current time period, and the rest of them are stable condition without any life-threatening or limb-threatening injuries at this point. And that's all I have in an announcement, and then I'll take a few questions at this point.
Can you clarify that sentence? 10 patients, 1 dead, 5 critical, 5 operating rooms?
Correct. So again, 10 patients that we have received at the current time period. 1 patient is dead here at the hospital. We have 5 patients in critical condition and 5 patients in the operating room right now undergoing surgery.
Can you tell us that the congresswoman is one of the deceased?
No, the congresswoman is not deceased.
Can you tell us her condition currently?
She is in critical condition. The neurosurgeons have finished operating on her, and I can tell you at the current time period, I'm very optimistic about recovery.
Can you tell us where she was shot and the extent of her injuries?
She was shot in the head.
Can you tell us who is the patient that is
there? I do not know that specific information at this point. I can't tell you that the person that did die here at the hospital was a young child.
Do you know, was she conscious at all? Can you kind of give us an idea of what her condition was like?
Which patient?
Giffords.
Gabriella Giffords' condition was very optimistic because she was following commands.
Was she lucid?
She was shot 1 time.
Where, sir?
In the head, through and through.
Front lobe, back lobe?
Through and through from, I can't tell you right now for forensic purposes whether it's what direction. But she was shot through and through on 1 side of the head and went through her brain.
When you say optimistic, are you optimistic for full recovery? Is it too early to tell?
We cannot tell what kind of recovery, but I'm about as optimistic as it can get in this situation.
She's currently being operated on?
Surgery has been completed.
And what is the recovery like now? Where is she?
She will go to our intensive care unit.
She in a coma? Is she conscious?
She's under anesthesia right now, so we don't know what it's going to be like for a while. What I'm anticipating is what her recovery is in the next 24 hours, which will give me a lot more information that I can portray to you and let you know what about her prognosis.
Can you tell us about Judge Moore and his condition?
I can't tell you anything specifically about any of the other patients right now except for Gabriella. My understanding was that she was about 9 years old.
Can you tell us where she was struck?
No. I'm sorry?
Can you tell us how many other children are that
Oh, that was the only child that came into our hospital. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is Minnesota Public Radio News, and you've been listening to a doctor from Tucson, Arizona, from a local hospital, talking about the shooting. And you're listening to Fresh Air Weekend on Minnesota Public Radio News. If you have been listening to us for the last couple of hours, we've been bringing you the latest from Tucson, Arizona, where earlier today, Arizona Representative Gabrielle Giffords and several other people were shot as Giffords was meeting constituents outside a store in Tucson. As of 1 p.m. Local time in Tucson, Gabrielle Giffords was in surgery. At the top of the hour, we heard from a doctor who said that they are optimistic about her recovery. However, other people were killed in that shooting, including a federal judge and an aide to Representative Giffords. We have much reaction to the shooting. President Obama calling the shooting an unspeakable tragedy, and that such a senseless and terrible act of violence has no place in a free society. Newly elected House Speaker John Boehner said he is horrified by the senseless attack on Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords and members of her staff. We've also heard from our local congressional delegation. You can check more about that on NPR.org. We have some words from Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. We also have live streaming of radio station KJZZ in Phoenix on our website at NPR.org. Bob Collins also blogging on the NewsCut blog. Again, Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords shot earlier today outside a store in Tucson, Arizona. She is in critical condition. However, doctors say they are optimistic about her recovery. This is Minnesota Public Radio News. You're listening to Fresh Air Weekend on Minnesota Public Radio News. As we've been reporting throughout the afternoon, Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords was shot in the head today when a gunman opened fire outside a grocery store where Giffords was meeting with constituents. Giffords was among at least 10 people wounded in the hospital. Later that afternoon, said her outlook was optimistic. Meanwhile, a 9-year-old child was among those killed, as well as a federal judge. You can read and hear more about the story on our website, mprnews.org. There you'll find a live stream of Phoenix public radio station KJZZ, reaction from members of Minnesota's congressional delegation, and Bob Collins' News Cut blog.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. A dramatic attack on a member of Congress meeting with constituents in Tucson, Arizona. Witnesses say a gunman shot down Democratic Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. She has survived surgery. Several others at the scene were shot as well. A suspect is in custody. We get the latest details from reporter Buzz Conover of NPR station KUAZ in Tucson.
The congresswoman is out of surgery at this point. She is in critical condition, though the surgeon said the prognosis is good. The wound was a shot. She was shot in the head. There are reportedly 18 victims in this incident. The number keeps changing because police officers say some who were wounded, but maybe not too seriously, took themselves to the hospital. While others were transported by ambulance and three life flight helicopters. So the number is still changing. As for the number of dead, we know one died at the hospital, and there are reportedly four or five bodies still on the scene out in front of this grocery store.
Reporter Buzz Conover of NPR station KUAZ in Tucson. President Obama has just spoken to reporters about this episode.
Gabby was doing what she always does, listening to the hopes and concerns of her neighbors. That is the essence of what our democracy is all about. That is why this is more than a tragedy for those involved. It is a tragedy for Arizona and a tragedy for our entire country.
President Obama speaking just moments ago at the White House.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz. Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, an Arizona Democrat, is in critical condition at this moment, just hours after she was shot at close range during a public event in Tucson. At least 12 other people were shot, including a federal judge and a member of Giffords' staff, when a gunman opened fire on a crowd gathered around the congresswoman. She was holding a town hall meeting on a Tucson street corner, an event she regularly holds. It's called Congress on the Corner. Our correspondent in Tucson is Ted Robbins, and he's been following this story. Ted, first, tell us what happened today.
Guy, this was an event called Congress on Your Corner. It was in front of a Safeway market, a grocery store, with banners, and congresswomen and several prominent people were sitting at a table and answering questions when a gunman apparently walked up and began firing, and we were told with a pistol and an extended clip. And the word we have from the Pima County Sheriff's Office is that 18 people were wounded, six people were killed, including one child.
What do we know about Congresswoman Giffords' condition at
this moment? As you mentioned, she was shot in close range, the reports are that it was in the head, and she was in surgery at University Medical Center in trauma. And one report says that she is expected to live, but she clearly we don't know what that means at this point.
Ted, do we have any information about the gunman?
The sheriff's department is saying that he was a 22-year-old and who had one minor run-in with the law between the ages of 18 and 22. The AP is identifying him as Jared Loeffner. He was alone, we don't know. I mean, they were looking for several gunmen, as a matter of fact, but now they say that he was the only gunman. But they don't know how he got to the site, which is in northwest Tucson, actually out of city limits, but at a major shopping center. So they're looking for folks who he may have been in conspiracy with or whatever, but he was the only shooter.
Ted, what can you tell us about the other victims?
Well, as I said, one child, a 10-year-old. By the way, I should add the shooter was tackled, and he is in custody. He was tackled by people on the scene. So we want to make sure that people understand he's in custody. The other report is that all the sheriff will say that it was a federal employee, but we have reliable reports that say it was John Roll, who is the presiding judge, federal judge for Arizona, and he was with her, and along with at least one member of her staff, several people who were prominent there. Now we have reports that he was killed.
That's NPR's Ted Robbins in Tucson reporting for us. Ted, thank you.
Yes, of course.
Gabrielle Giffords was elected to Congress in 2006 at age 36, one of the youngest members of her freshman class. Back then, she told my colleague Melissa Block about her fondest memory of the freshman orientation.
Probably when we first had a candlelight tour of the Capitol our first evening. To think that only 109 groups of men and women have come before this class. And when you think about the fact that we have a representative democracy, you see that in this freshman class. We have a farmer, ranchers, we have an attorney, a doctor, I think a mortician, myself a tire dealer. So you really see a cross-section of America.
All Things Considered has followed Giffords regularly since she was elected, including on the day she arrived to Washington to start her congressional career in 2007.
You know, I got dropped off this morning at the airport in a 63 Chevy pickup truck, got my cowboy boots, met up with my fiance. Just life's good, and it's very, very excited, and so optimistic about taking our country in a new direction.
And once she arrived to her Capitol office, she took to settling in.
Hey, how are you?
All right.
So maybe you can help us move the furniture around a little bit.
Okay, where do you want it?
I don't know. We need good feng shui.
Giffords grew up in Tucson, Arizona, and just last year, she told NPR her favorite summer job as a kid had been cleaning horse stalls.
I love cleaning out the stalls, and I did that in exchange for riding lessons. And I continue to ride most of my life. And I learned a lot from horses and the stable people. There was a unique culture out there. And I think it provided good training, all of that manure shoveling for my days in politics ahead.
Giffords is considered part of the Blue Dog Coalition, a group of fiscally conservative Democrats. And as recently as this past week, as Congress prepared for a new Republican majority, she spoke with my colleague Robert Siegel, who asked what she would do as Republicans proceed with their agenda.
First and foremost, work with the Republicans. I come from the state of Arizona, which is a pretty bipartisan state. I formerly served in the minority, know what it's like to work with my Republicans in the majority and in the minority, and that's truly what the American people want.
Joining us now is Congressman Raul Grijalva. He's from Arizona's 7th Congressional District. Congressman, thank you for being with us in this obviously difficult time.
It's a horrible time.
First of all, your reaction to the news from today.
It's horrific. It is saddening. It is frightening at so many levels. And we're happy to hear that that Gabby is Congresswoman Giffords is that the medical staff and at the hospital are optimistic about her recovery after surgery, and so that is good news. The horrible news is that people have died and some of her staff were killed, and it for all of us that enter this public life, it's a commentary on the fact that we entered it to try to do public service, but we didn't enter it as a life and death situation. So it's a striking reminder of the times that we're in and the tenor of our times.
Congressman Grijalva, Gabrielle Giffords was threatened in the past. Her office was vandalized before. Did she ever express any concern to you about that?
We both talked about it. You know, we suffered those threats. We had, my office had one of the windows shot out, and she had the same thing, and we talked about it, but never with the sense of, you know, that she shouldn't be out there and she shouldn't be accessible. I mean, she never spoke about that, and you know, that's part of this democracy, that people should know who their representative is and have an opportunity to talk to them. But yeah, we talked about it, and that, I know, I think we also talked about the tone, that it was ugly and hateful every time we went to any public setting. And unfortunately, I don't think Arizona's unique. It might be more intense, but it's not unique to what's happening across this country.
Well, clearly, Congressman Grijalva, she's a fighter. She narrowly won her last race in a tough swing district, clearly fighting for her life right now.
Yes, and her future's in front of her, and we all hope she has that opportunity to realize that future, because it's in front of her, and she not only a fighter, but she's tough. And I think both those are going to serve her well right now.
And we're obviously all praying for her. Congressman Grijalva, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's Congressman Raul Grijalva, a Democrat from Arizona's 7th Congressional District. Joining us now as well is former Congressman John Shattuck, a Republican from Arizona's 4th District. Congressman, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
First of all, your reaction to this tragedy today.
Well, I am stunned and shocked and deeply, deeply saddened that yet another incident of this type has occurred, with a shooting or an attack on public officials. Gabby Giffords is an energetic, bright, capable representative, and she and her staff worked hard to represent the people of her congressional district, and I always enjoyed working with her. She was someone that you could work with easily across the aisle, and I just pray for her speedy recovery and pray that as few other people as possible have been either injured or lost their lives.
John Shattuck, can you tell me a little bit about the atmosphere in Arizona, in her district at the moment? I mean, has it been a charged environment?
Well, I would say that the issue of immigration and the failure of the federal government to secure the border has been an intense issue in Arizona, and as the economy has turned downward, that intensity has increased. I don't know that it's any more so in her district than any other district here in Arizona, but it clearly is a hot issue. In addition to that, this kind of incident, unfortunately, is quite frankly almost routine in the sense of a threat. I don't know many members of Congress who in their tenure have not received at least some kind of a threat. Mm-hmm. I had two or three different death threats over my tenure in Congress. I had my home vandalized at one point in time, and I think my staff was threatened far more often than that, because they would be threatened on occasion when they were in Phoenix in my office and I was out in Washington. It is much more common than you think. Fortunately, in the vast majority of instances, it goes nowhere, and that's what distinguishes this incident, is that like other tragic events, the Columbine shooting or the Oklahoma City bombing, this one went one step further and is tragic.
That's John Shattuck, a Republican former congressman from Arizona's 4th District, speaking to us from his home in Phoenix. John Shattuck, thank you.
You bet.
I'm Louise Schiavone with these headlines. Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords has been shot and critically wounded at a home district constituent event in Tucson, Arizona. At University Medical Center in Tucson, a hospital spokesman reports Giffords was shot in the head and is out of surgery. The Pima County Sheriff's Office reports 6 dead, at least 13 injured. Among those dead, a young girl and federal judge John Roll. A suspect is in custody. The AP reporting that members of Congress and their aides have been advised, quote, to take reasonable and prudent precautions about their own security in the wake of this episode. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
We're back with All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz, and we're continuing to follow the news today of that shooting in Tucson, Arizona, which claimed the lives of at least 6 people and has left Democratic Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords in critical condition. President Obama spoke about the shooting this evening.
It's not surprising that today Gabby was doing what she always does, listening to the hopes and concerns of her neighbors. That is the essence of what our democracy is all about. That is why this is more than a tragedy for those involved. It is a tragedy for Arizona and a tragedy for our entire country.
James Fellows of The Atlantic normally joins me here on Saturdays under less tragic circumstances. And Jim, I'm wondering what your immediate thoughts on the shooting of Congressman Giffords are.
Well, of course, this is terrible news, and we have to extend our sympathies to everybody involved in this, and it's just you know, tragic. Also, I think it's important to emphasize, as most news media have, that we just don't know very much
Indeed.
About this circumstance, you know, who did it and for what reason. What struck me, though, is, you know, we have in the United States a long and unfortunately rich tradition of political violence. And on the one hand, any attack on a politician, it seems to me, is by definition political, because that's how that person came into public view. But it's striking how often, the motives for the crime seem to be obscure or really hard to connect to mainstream political activities. For example, the only congressman so far to have been killed in the line of duty, Leo Ryan at Jonestown more than 30 years ago, that was for cult reasons as opposed to any kind of normal political circumstances.
He had gone down to Guyana to check up on these members of the cult and was shot as he walked down the tarmac.
Indeed. And when George Wallace was paralyzed by Arthur Bremer in 72, and whatever motivation Sirhan might have had with Robert Kennedy, it had huge political consequences, but was not directly that the motive seemed to be as much a mental disorder or personal politics as anything else. And so we don't know how that will finally parse out here.
Jim Giffords,
I just was going to say one other thing, too. It may be the case that certainly there are times in American history where the mood and tone of political rhetoric becomes more violence-tinged than at other times. And I think we have seen that in the last year or two. And there was this famous poster put out this last summer by the Sarah Palin Political Action Committee, which had targets on the seats of 20 congresspeople they wanted to defeat, including Congresswoman Giffords. And
Giffords,
so perhaps there will be less of that tone.
And I wanted to ask you about that, Jim, because Giffords, who was a Democrat, was narrowly reelected in November. It was a tough fight. I mean, she won by fewer than 4,000 votes in a pretty politically charged district where, as we just heard from Congressman Shattuck, immigration is a hot-button issue. And Republicans had hoped, they almost expected, to defeat her.
Yes, and she was one of the people who had supported the Obama health care plan and the financial rescue plans, and still won this very tough election in what is becoming increasingly, which has been a polarized state. And I think this has been testimony to, as other people have said, her essential centrism and popularity. You know, she is married to an active service member and an astronaut, and she has been very moderate on many issues, and so that she would perhaps, for reasons we don't know, be the target of this kind of political violence is all the more striking and tragic.
That's James Fellows. He's national correspondent for The Atlantic. He joins us here on the program on Saturdays. You can read his blog at jamesfellows.theatlantic.com. Jim, as always, thank you very much.
Thank you, Guy.
Back to our top story this hour. We've been covering the shooting today of Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords while she was meeting with constituents in a Tucson parking lot. As a result of today's shootings, security has been increased at Congresswoman Giffords' home and offices, and also at the offices of other lawmakers in the Arizona delegation. Joining me now is NPR's congressional reporter, Audie Cornish. Audie, what are you hearing about the safety of other lawmakers from Capitol Police?
Well, right now, the Capitol Police are saying that they're actively monitoring the event. They're obviously don't have jurisdiction. The local sheriff's office in Arizona is dealing with that. And the Capitol Police say that, from what they know, that there's no indication that this is part of any sort of larger threat against congressional leadership. They're also saying that they haven't, for now, that they don't see it as being part of any kind of act of terrorism, but obviously an investigation is ongoing. They're asking for lawmakers to reach out to them if they need additional security, which, as you heard from Representative Raul Grijalva in Arizona, he is doing. He's called for greater security for his staff. He's also reported that a community center in his district has had some windows destroyed, and I think lawmakers are very sensitive right now to any kind of perceived acts of violence, obviously. At this point, if you were at the Capitol today, obviously it's the weekend and lawmakers have gone home, like Congresswoman Giffords, but there were some staffers in the building. I've seen reports that there are a dozen yellow flowers sitting outside of her office door. We're also getting statements pouring in from leadership of both parties, many of them calling this a senseless act of violence, and and a few calling it political violence. Wow. And I think people are being very careful about using that kind of terminology.
We just don't know yet.
There's no word about the motivation of the suspect.
Adi, talk a little bit about Gabrielle Giffords, who she was politically. She was widely respected on both sides of the aisle, a Democrat.
Yeah, she's 40 years old. She was just reelected to her third term this past fall. She is a classic blue dog Democrat. I mean, just a centrist right down the middle. She's somebody who is pro-choice, but also somebody who, a good example is the immigration debate. You know, her district shares the 100 miles of border with Mexico. And this has obviously been a very big and heated time for the immigration debate in Arizona. To the left of her, you had lawmakers who were calling a boycott for the state over the state laws targeting illegal immigrants. And to the right of her, you had people supporting that law. And she said, this goes too far, but Arizona is being a leader and trying to do something. She was also pro-choice. And she was also someone who was a supporter for gun rights.
And on that point, Adi, I have a clip of tape in a conversation she had with our colleague Robert Siegel last May from All Things Considered talking about that issue. Let's play that.
In my district and in my state, we have a very strong gun culture. I own a gun, members of my family own guns, and it's just not likely to happen. I'm not disagreeing that assault weapons are incredibly problematic, specifically for the law enforcement community and in specific cities across the country. But the reality is that I am urging the federal government to put national troops on the border.
This is a perfect example of the kind of stance she might have. This is a lawmaker who her district is 50 went by 52% to John McCain in 2008, and she won it by 1% in 2010. And she was one of those lawmakers who many thought blue dogs who would not make it through this election where Democrats like her had a very difficult time.
Well, obviously, we're all praying for her to pull through this. Adi Cornish, that's NPR's congressional reporter, Adi Cornish, here with me in the studio. Adi, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to All Things Considered on Minnesota Public Radio News. Of course, they are bringing you the latest on the shooting of Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. And we do have some more local reaction, including reaction from Minnesota's congressional delegation on our website, nprnews.org. Bob Collins has also been blogging today about that. Check it out. NPRnews.org.
I'm Louise Schiavone with these headlines. A 22-year-old man is in custody in Tucson, Arizona, following the shooting of a congresswoman and several others today. Democrat Gabrielle Giffords was meeting with constituents when police say the young man walked up to the crowd, shooting Giffords in the head and shooting several others. Giffords survived surgery and is in critical condition. The Pima County Sheriff's Office reports 6 dead, at least 13 wounded, among the dead, a child, and a federal judge. Members of Congress and their staff have been advised by U.S. Capitol Police to take precautions. The AP reports an email sent to members says, be careful. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News.
And finally tonight, an update on those shootings in Arizona that left U.S. Representative Gabrielle Giffords in critical condition at a Tucson hospital. She was shot in the head, but a surgeon at the hospital where she was taken this afternoon expressed optimism that she would recover. Others, however, died in that shooting, including a federal judge, an aide to the congresswoman, and a 9-year-old child. Giffords was among at least 10 people who were wounded in a shooting that occurred while the congresswoman was holding one of her regular meetings with constituents in a Safeway parking lot in Tucson. Police say that the shooter has been taken into custody and that he's been identified as 22-year-old Jared Loeffner. The 40-year-old Giffords was reelected to her third term last November. Before coming to Washington, she was a member of the Arizona House and Senate. She is married to astronaut Mark Kelly, who piloted the space shuttles Endeavour and Discovery. President Obama called the shootings not only a tragedy for Arizona, but also for the United States. And for Saturday, that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Please keep those folks in Arizona in your thoughts this evening. We're back on the radio tomorrow. Until then, thanks for listening, and have a great night.